This program is sponsored by Primal Air, orofacial myofunctional therapy and breathing retraining. Located in the heart of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, Primal Air is dedicated to integrating oral and systemic health. By learning specialized techniques, you can achieve the full genetic potential of your personal airway. Tongue-tied? Hate your CPAP? Don't want to look tired? Call or email to schedule an in-person or virtual appointment. 608-213-5865 or primalairomt@gmail.com.
Good morning and welcome to CrossLink Radio. This is Shirley Gutkowski, your host for the only radio show that talks about health from the eye teeth on down. Apparently, I have to say what the eye teeth are. It's been a little while since I've had to describe that. My practice manager, my son Philip Gutkowski, was asking me what are eye teeth, and I was like, what? So in the super duper olden days, teeth were assigned body parts. There is a body part chart, or I know they have a better name for it, meridian chart, where each body part is assigned to the to a tooth. So if you have a tooth in this tooth or that, if you have a pain in this tooth or that tooth, that would be attributable to another part of your body. So we have stomach teeth, and I'm not sure which one those are. We have teeth that are attributable to your heart and all kinds of things like that. So there's a chart somewhere out there, and it's pretty interesting to even think about. And when we talk about oral health and systemic health going together, we have to wonder if maybe something like that isn't true. We've been dealing so much with reductionist science, where we take everything apart and try to just understand one part over another, that maybe we're losing some parts. Maybe we're losing something. It's hard to know for sure. So the eye teeth were the pointy ones, kind of at the corner of your face. It's kind of where the premaxilla, the little piece of the maxilla that's in the front, connects up with the maxilla. And so we have this, a lot of activity right there. And those teeth are called the eye teeth. And that's why I say we talk about health from the eye teeth on down. And it's all good. It makes a lot of sense to me. And I think now it makes a little bit more sense to you. So there we have it. Today's show is a little bit more about orofacial myofunctional therapy and building a business, building a practice. I don't know that I'm necessarily expert at that part, the building the practice part, but it sure is an exciting time for me. And I'm sorry that we don't have more episodes here, but we should be having a little bit more time to do these kinds of shows in the next little while. So, for instance, the name of the business is Primal Air, and that is to reflect the airway, obviously, and to highlight the idea that the maxilla is shrinking and that the face then is getting smaller and there's less room for the tongue, and that is all conspiring to block the airway. If you'd like to know more about those kinds of things, I have a lot of episodes devoted to that idea, and I have a lot of guests on the show that help kind of explain how that whole situation works. So I would encourage you to go back through the archives a bit and take a look there. The other thing is that in the last 100 or so years, maybe 150 years, the use of the teeth and the use of the bony structures that hold the teeth in have been so diminished that the face isn't growing. And compared to what we had in primal times, the human face has shrunk in size that would have taken up to 10,000 years for true evolution to accomplish. So we've really need to get back to some basic pieces here. Our practice is located in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, at 1266 West Main Street, and we encourage you to give us a call. I'm doing in-person treatments, therapies, appointments. And I'm also doing virtual appointments. So even though you don't live near Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, if you're listening to this, then you can still be part of the practice virtually. I'm using Google Hangouts because I think that the images are easier to manipulate. When we're doing the exercises or the therapies or the techniques, sometimes you want to see yourself doing the techniques so that you can see how you're doing or what you're doing or if you're doing what needs to be done. And using Skype, the only big picture that I found you can see is the other person. So in Google Hangouts, you can swap back and forth between which picture you see. So that's a really big plus. I did use the imaging, the video imaging on Facebook for a while, but that too doesn't allow you to see yourself very big. And so you need to have a mirror near you as you're learning the techniques. So I'm finding that Google Hangouts works pretty good. Plus, we can have a couple of people and do all of the same exercises together on Google Hangouts. We can do that with Skype, but we can't do it with Facebook. There's probably some other ones out there, but I'm finding that Google Hangouts works pretty well. And you can call the office at 608-318-2800 and get an appointment to go and have a free evaluation. I've not done a virtual evaluation yet, but by the time you hear this episode, I probably will have. And so it's been an interesting ride to see all of the different things that we can do and we can help our patients with, our clients with. So I encourage you to give us a call and see what it is that we do and take advantage of the free evaluations that we're offering until we get a little bit too busy. If you're listening to this episode and it is 2018, I'm sure we're too busy, but if you mention this episode, let us know that you heard this about the free evaluation on this episode, and I'm sure the practice manager, Philip Kutkowski, would be happy to also give you a free evaluation. So that's what I've been doing, and that sounds, you know, oh well, that's what she's doing. She's taking appointments, but there's so much more to it. I have a very, very large location, and we are actively seeking out people to sublet our space with. And so that's something that is kind of new to me. I've not had to do that kind of thing before. So I'm very nervous about it. And we never seem to have our ducks in a row with it. We've had a couple of people come through. And now I'm wondering if it might not be smarter to do some kind of a commission-based or a, not a present, what is it called? Yeah, commission, where I kind of hire maybe a massage therapist or some other kind of auxiliary to my practice kind of a person, and then they pay me based on what their income is. So that is how my son, the tattoo artist, gets paid. And he's had that relationship or that kind of a situation for quite a while, and he was pretty nervous about it at first, but it seems to be working out really well for him. So he gets more of a steady-ish paycheck. He doesn't have to pay rent, which he had to do before at the place he was working at earlier. And stuff like that is so much easier for him now. So I'm wondering if that isn't an option. So there's, you know, there's something about building a business about OMT that has nothing to do with OMT. we're learning and we're figuring out different options and different ways to look at things. I'm also having enough space to have meetings at my location. We had our first dental hygienist study club at the Primal Air location, and was pretty well received. We had 10 people come, 11 including me, and we had a nice discussion on how we want this to look. So We are not going to be providing continuing education credits, which will keep the cost down. And we will be bringing guests from other locations. We're going to be having local hygienists cover some topics, as well as international people. And many of them will be coming through on the internet. So we're going to make use of the virtual appointments and the virtual nature of what we have available to us today for us. And I think that'll be a lot of fun. So yay for that. What kind of services? Well, actually, let me just finish that thought and talk about other options. If anybody wants to have a meeting at this location, we can make arrangements to do that. I was speaking with a chiropractor the other day, and she was explaining to me that she has a space limitation at her practice where they were offering courses in essential oils. And I don't remember the name of the essential oils. Living Free, or I don't know. They seem to have a pretty big footprint. I've seen them at all the health shows that I've been attending lately. So that's been a conversation that she would like to know if I would be open to hosting those meetings. They have two meetings a month, and I think that we might be able to do that. I'll be going to my first meeting about essential oils, and I'll probably be talking about them next week and talk about how learning about these essential oils myself. I've always been an advocate for essential oils. If you don't know, Deborah Grant is an expert. She has a master's in essential oils or aromatherapy, and she knows a lot about essential oils, including the structure of each oil and which oil will work for which condition, which I'm afraid is going to be underrepresented in this meeting. So I'm kind of anxious to see how that goes. It's a multi-level kind of a situation, multi-level sales, and they are growing like mad. I'm telling you, there were people at each of these health shows with either a sideline of these essential oils or an entire business of these essential oils. And I don't know. I think they're already prescribed. So you don't have to know how or when to use the essential oil. Well, anyway, I'm not going to sit here and guess. So that's what I think I'm going to be learning later on this week. So there you have the meeting space potential of my practice. And if you are looking for some space and you are in Sun Prairie or would like to be hosting a meeting in Sun Prairie, you can give us a call also at 608-318-2800. So, and you'll be talking to Philip there. He's not very busy right now. So as we're growing this business, there's busyness, but he'd rather be making and managing appointments than listening to me coming up with these ideas of different ways to improve our footprint and get some play. Orofacial myofunctional therapy is not something that people understand in my neighborhood, in the area that I'm practicing at. I don't know that there's another one very close by. I know there's Corey, and she practices in Heartland. And we interviewed with her a couple of months, maybe it's almost a year ago, with her oral cancer walk and her practice. So she's out there in Heartland, and she's been super busy. And we have another clinician here in the area who's not been able to really get her feet off the ground. So I'm wondering if maybe we can't do a little bit more with maybe having a study club for orofacial myofunctional therapists as well, or people who are interested in it. So that's how that goes. And then let's see. The other thing is the practice building thing, in which we've kind of been talking about with respect to these meetings that I'm having at the office. But that's still a one-on-one, and we still have a lot of room for practice building opportunities. I've been studying practice building for a long time as I've been building my speaking practice and my writing practice. Businesses, I guess, is a little bit more accurate. But I'm always looking for new ways of marketing. And I think I've stumbled across one that has been maybe the most palatable of the style of this kind of marketing. And I guess it started with a conversation I had at a large radio conglomerate. And they were trying to talk about advertising, and I just couldn't see ads really working because nobody knows what orofacial myofunctional therapy is. They don't know what breathing retraining is. And so during our conversation, I asked if they do any interview shows. I was thinking maybe one interview with one person to at least get this thing kind of kicked off. And that turned into a whole month, couple 2 months long conversation about having an interview show, my own interview show, on Saturday mornings. So I did a little bit of looking around about that. I asked some questions. I asked some of the mentors that I've been, that have been helping to run things by for me. And nobody seemed to be very interested. Nobody seemed to want to share the time with me. And I had a conversation with a dentist who was like, Shirley, nobody does this one-on-one with the salesperson because you're going to be taken advantage of, and you should use a broker. And I was like a media broker? And he said, yes, definitely a media broker. Well, what the hell is a media broker? Where do you find a media broker? I didn't even Google it because I just didn't think I'd get anywhere with it. But who knows that? See, that's the thing. You listen to all of these gurus about building a business, and they say get on the radio or get an interview show on the radio. They don't tell you about a media broker or how to find one. And he didn't either. He said he would let me get in touch with them. I'm sure he totally forgot the conversation. But the point is that no one else said media broker to me. And I've dealt with a media broker from a larger company where I was asked to do interviews based on that company, right? So that was a little disruptive for me. So anyway, the more I thought about it and the stronger he was telling me about how I shouldn't be doing that, the more I was like, yeah, maybe I just shouldn't. I've been getting pushback from just about everywhere. It was expensive for me at this point because I'm still tapping into places I'm not supposed to tap into to pay my rent. And, cause I am still new and I don't have a lot of customers at this point. So I am looking to improve my footprint using media in a less expensive way. So my practice manager, doing his practice management job, thought that maybe we might be able to get interviewed on a local, like a tiny micro local television program or radio program. And so we went over to their location and we talked about what shows they had that would be interested in interviewing a new business owner. And it became very clear that they didn't have any. They have one, and it's with the Chamber of Commerce, and we're not exactly members at this point. We're trying to decide if that's a good use of our funds, and maybe it is, I don't know. And the Chamber of Commerce show said he told us that it took some time to even get into the queue because everybody wants to be on that show. And so there's no guarantee that we would be available to be on that program very soon. So I said, well, what other shows do you have? And so he listed off all the shows. He has, you know, the Chamber of Commerce shows. He has another little businessy kind of a program. It wasn't really business. I don't know what it was anymore. And a decorating show that's put on by a realtor and some other local programming. They broadcast the basketball games and the parades and all this other kind of stuff. I'm talking micro. But they do have over 16,000 homes that watch. So as he's listing off all these shows, I'm hoping that he's going to say, yeah, Dr. So-and-so has this health show. And he never did. And I said to him, oh, doesn't sound like you have a health show. He goes, no, we don't. We don't have anything in that category, yada, yada, yada. And I said, do you want a health show? And he just like bolt sat up in his chair and he was very interested in what I was thinking. And I thought it would be interesting to have a health show. And I told him this flat out, that all health shows should be led by dental hygienists. And he, I really did. And he was looked at me quizzically. And I said, we're really, you know, right at the forefront of everything. And all diseases kind of start right there in the pie hole. They either show up there or they begin there. So he was a little bit interested in that. And he thought, he looked like he thought I was full of it, but he didn't care because he was potentially getting a new content provider. So as we talked and as the practice manager was sitting there wondering what just hit him, we came upon, you know, some ideas about doing a health show. And so I'm thinking that might be a really good way to start with my business media experience. I'm not very good on camera. I think I have an overly expressive face, and that doesn't work well on a small screen, especially if you're in a micro screen like on your phone. So that's what my practice manager and I are discussing right now. That's our top conversation about marketing. I'm kind of liking the idea. I'm liking the price a lot. The price is zero. So if you are building a small business and you are a dental hygienist and or a, small practice owner, I think that this might be a real good way for others to operate also. I'm wondering about syndication. We're sitting there just barely building this. I've never done it before. And I'm wondering, I'm asking him, what about syndication? So what does that even mean? That means that the show would be available to other tiny markets in and around the area. So I think that's pretty interesting. Plus, we could have also some video feeds from interviews across the country. So that's pretty awesome that we can do that as well. So we're looking into it, and I'm liking it pretty well. And I'm already wondering, you know, about having my hair done. I could have my hair done first thing in the morning, and then we could record everybody. We could record all the episodes, maybe four in a row. My hair will be fine. I'll just change my shirt or change my outfit four times, and then it'll look like it's a fresh show every time. I've been devoting a lot of brain cells to it. So that's what I'm doing with my brain cells. So that's what's been happening over at Primal Air. And, if you'd like to know how things are going with the TV show, let me know, or I'll probably just have episodes about this coming up. My practice manager also suggested that we submit some of these episodes of CrossLink Radio to their radio show. I try to keep these episodes evergreen, and that's something that is maybe going to be helping me as we look to providing these episodes to their micro mini radio program, traditional broadcast radio program. So I'm getting my fix on marketing and media. I'm doing it in a way that doesn't cost me a lot of money. And it's a smaller market, but it has growth potential. As the practice builds, I may retire that part and go on to another part. Or I may love that part so much that I hire another OMT to do the actual practicing and do this more. I don't know, but we'll be finding out as we decide, make our decision. That decision has not been made yet, so I'll keep you posted on that. The other thing is that I called the newspaper, and our newspaper interview will be coming up this week. I think it's tomorrow. And so I'll be interviewed by a freelance writer, and that will be coming up in the newspaper. If we decide to have an open house, which I think we will, that'll go in too, and we'll try to coordinate it so that it goes together with that. I'm also trying to find time to do more writing for the local media so that that also promotes the business, and I haven't been able to exactly find time to do that. You know, it's just things like, if you look at my Facebook page, my personal one, Shirley Gutkowski, you'll see pictures of the practice. That doesn't come together easy. Just the furniture alone, we got from a hotel furniture rehab place. So what they do is they'll buy a whole hotel worth of furniture and then they will sell it to regular people. So I bought my furniture from there at a less than reasonable price, or more than reasonable maybe is a little bit better. And that place is over an hour away and we had to go twice. So that's 4 hours right there. Getting those paintings put together and put up, that took time. The marketing, the questions, the asking, the answering, the decisions, the conversations, all of that stuff takes a lot of time. So I'm now done with all of that part and I'm looking to market and I'm looking towards seeing more and more patients or clients so that I can help more and more people be more and more healthy. So that's it for our time today. If you have questions or comments, please let me know. You can contact me at Shirley@CrossLinkRadio, and I will be happy to answer any of your questions. I would also encourage you to subscribe to the website. If you go to crosslinkradio.com and just subscribe on the little, what you call it there, off to the side, that would be helpful for me. And I do not send out a boatload of emails. I don't have time, obviously, to do that. So it's not like you'll be getting a pile of emails that are coming out. I'd also like you to like our Primal Air page on Facebook and America's Dental Hygienist on Facebook. Those are still two very active websites. I also don't ever talk about the books that I've written. Those can be purchased at rdhpurpleguide.com. I have a number of books there for practicing clinicians, practicing dental hygienists, to make sure that they're up to speed and that they can stay employed. So that's one of my main missions in the world. So this is Shirley Gutkowski, your host of CrossLink Radio and your primary practitioner at Primal Air LLC. Signing off. Have a great rest of the day.